Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Erica Dela Cruz, your host for Women to Watch, Boss Babes, Behind the Scenes. And I'm so excited. With me today is our leading lady, Miss Kaylee Green. Kaylee is the founder of ZealCentric. ZealCentric is a personal development platform for both millennials as well as businesses. So she believes in enhancing creativity in the workplace. She believes in the importance of growth and learning really beyond what is typically taught in society for businesses and in classrooms. So multi-generational. Welcome, Kaylee.
Thank you so much for having me here. I am overjoyed to be here. Thank you.
Yay. We are so, well, it's so great to have you. It's interesting. Why don't you go ahead and share a little bit about your background, because I know right now the brand ZealCentric works on enhancing creativity, which is such an integral part of business, right? As women, every single day when we're in our workplaces or developing our businesses, creativity, once that light bulb goes out, it's really the idea generator. And I know you have a background in marketing as an instructor to groups of college kids, even in radio broadcasting. So will you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, I have a background in marketing, advertising, public relations. So right after college, you know, I was able to jump right into the field, and it was super exciting. And on paper, everything looked just as I would have dreamed it would be. But I always felt that there was just a little bit of something missing. And so with the pursuit of ZealCentric, it's really just everything that I always wanted to be able to impart to others. So it plays on all my strengths and just hoping to impart those strengths to others in terms of using creativity, using strategy in life and in business just to further yourself and develop yourself personally, you know?
Yeah, right. And that's one of the things I've had a chance to work with you in a few different arenas. And that's one of the things that you really capitalize on is the importance of self-development and really developing yourself personally before entering the workplace, before entering into a job, even before creating a company. So what led to that specific interest in personal development? Why do you think it's so important?
It really stemmed from my experience beginning with my undergraduate in college. I, you know, was the classic, just focused on achievement, graduated in 3.5 years, went out, got a job in my field, and everything looked great. And then I just wasn't completely satisfied. And what I realized was I had been so focused on the learning on paper. And it wasn't until I had really just this transformation of mind that personal development in my own life kind of quietly rocked my world, you know. Yeah, because it was just from the inside out, you know. It was something that was going on in me that maybe other people around me weren't seeing right away, but I was just having this thirst for just taking in books and podcasts on personal development and on business. And then realizing this is what I'm meant to do, you know, is to pull all of these things together and, you know, communication with others, engaging with people, connecting with people, and also doing the same thing with business and personal development. And then it all just kind of clicked.
Right. Yeah, no, that's, and I believe, I'm of that belief as well. So I think that you need to go on a mental diet before you can actually implement anything that you want to do productively or creatively, that it all starts with the self. And so for our audience today, one of the most amazing parts of this show is that not only am I a millennial, but I represent the millennial leg of Connected Women of Influence pretty frequently. And I am so in love with the millennial generation, just tapping in to their perspective on business. And what I loved, and Kaylee, thank you for joining us this morning, is that not only are you a millennial, ladies and gentlemen, so she is in her 20s, but she sort of took this hobby. And at first, Zealcentric was really aimed at developing yourself personally and infusing creativity to yourself professionally for millennials. However, then she spanned sort of past that view and started really honing in on why it's so important in business in general. And so now you have a multi-layered brand. Can you tell us why you think it's so important in business, in the workplace? Maybe someone is listening to this and has just arrived at work. They're sipping their coffee with us this morning.
Yeah, well, first of all, enjoy that coffee. I still need to get mine this morning. So
I know.
Yeah, I'm
a coffee fiend. Are we coffee fiends? Millennial coffee fiends. I love it.
I think that's part of the generation. Yeah, guilty.
Yeah.
But what
well, I
realized
it's multi-generational coffee.
That's true. I'm definitely, yeah, my parents ride that the coffee train as well, and I am now fully on board. So,
yeah.
Oops, but it happened. But what I realized was that I'm applying so many of these personal development things in my own life to business, and I just, it came to me that so many things in personal development can apply almost exactly as they do to yourself to business. Creatively, thinking outside the box. You know, I'm a huge believer that we are created to be creative, and we have almost endless creative potential, and we're just really not utilizing it all most of the time. So just applying that to yourself and then seeing what that sparks in your business is huge. And also just applying these principles directly to your business. So I realize I have this passion for businesses doing things in a unique, creative way. And I have the same passion for people. So I love just bringing those two things together.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. We are created to be creative. I really, really love that. Yeah, that might go on my whiteboard. So that's one of my tricks, especially on a Monday, is to go ahead and put down that quote or that focus for the week. Do you have any tips handier or that you might use to make sure that that creative piece is at the forefront as you're going through your work week?
Good question. Yeah, you know,
you have to think about the daily routine.
Yeah, a new thing that I'm starting, and I need to get better about this, to be honest, but journaling, just having that introspective time to see, you know, what am I doing that is successful and what can I improve on? I think just being aware of yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, just being aware of where you are in life. And it's a day-to-day journey, you know. Just being aware of yourself is a huge part in knowing where you are in the creative process and what that allows you to do and how that allows you to bless others. So, yeah, write it out, think it out, talk it out, definitely.
Yeah, right. And just taking that introspective look, I think sometimes as women, specifically professionally, we do have an intuitive side that spans far beyond just, you know, the weekends. And so I think incorporating that, at least on my part, I journal as well, has really helped me. So that's great. Awesome. So I know we're talking a lot about the workplace. I want to transition a little bit. For those of you who don't know, and Kaylee, you can expand on this, but you also spend time instructing communication courses, so to college students. Is that right?
Yes, I have the awesome opportunity to teach college students, mostly freshmen, but there are some upperclassmen mixed in there. And I teach public speaking, and it's so much fun because, you know, it is a required course for most of them. So a lot of them come in dragging their feet or in some cases really, really nervous, you know, that stage fright, that anxiety. And just to walk with them through that process, the most awesome and rewarding thing is to see someone just have a total transformation where by the end of the semester they're actually enjoying public speaking, they're getting their ideas across clearly and just engaging with their audience. And so right now I get to do what I want to do with ZealCentric on a bigger scale. You know, I get to do that in the classroom right now on a bit of a smaller scale, but still to, you know, work with 80 or 90 students per year is just incredible. And they are a huge inspiration to me because I think, honestly, when I started teaching, it brought in some of the last few pieces of the ZealCentric puzzle for me, just seeing the passion in these students, just getting inspired by what inspires them. I love being able to help someone achieve their passion, grow closer toward their passion, or just chase their curiosity, you know, if they don't really know what that passion is yet. So I love getting to do that for my students. And so that's really what I want to do in a big way with ZealCentric.
Wow, chase their curiosity. There's so many golden nuggets in the show today. And yeah, so that's incredible because you're sort of acting like a catalyst or like the middle woman in the conversation between, like you're saying, why creativity is so important in businesses and all the work you've done with marketing companies and really at that background. But then you're turning around to the generation before you and helping to cultivate their creativity that way. I think that's so important because you're sort of that link to, you know, generations past, the millennial group, and the generations to come. And since that's such a big theme, give us a little scoop or insight. I mean, I'm curious. So I'm sure that there's so many curious now as to what a college freshman even has on their mind, and are they accessing that creativity in different ways now that new media and, you know, technology has taken over? Like, I'm sure our classrooms looked different even years ago than, you know, the typical resources that they have available now. Is there something you've noticed that's interesting or that, you know, that people who aren't instructing courses all day would find interesting about the new generation of college students?
Yeah, well, I love that question because they have so many things on their mind with technology and just life in general. And they've really taught me just to be present and to be aware that we just all have so many things going on in our lives, some great and some not so great things that can be, you know, distractions to them. And of course, there's just social media can be used in a wonderful way, but it can also be used in a distracting way. So there's so many things going on for them. And what I think they all have this, like I said, this just deep creative potential in them, but they don't always realize that they can exercise that potential in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times they're just, you know, doing their work, trying to make the grade, which is exactly what I was doing at the time. So what I'm trying to impart to them is, you know, be creative through the process. When you're giving a speech, you can choose a topic and you can explore anything you want to. And you can just take that opportunity to learn and then to teach the content to the rest of us. It's such an amazing opportunity. And once they're able to dive into that, it's just amazing to see what they come up with and what they learn and what they already know. It's truly remarkable.
Wow. Yeah, I've found that. Do you think that a lot of them come in, do you think that that's a really big discovery stage? I know we're constantly discovering things about ourselves personally. You're talking about looking inside into this introspective, just taking that take in your day-to-day. Do you think that they're coming in with a lot already inside them and you're just helping through the work to bring that out?
Yes, and I love earlier you said the word catalyst, and I just love that because my mission statement for ZealCentric is creatively fostering the process towards personal development through intentional and zealous growth. And so that's, you know, I'm just there to foster them along in this process as the stimulant, as the catalyst, and they already have this potential. It's just a matter of actualizing it.
Right. No, that's amazing. Yeah, that, I think that everyone needs that fostering, everyone, in whichever way, shape, or form it comes to you. It's hard to self-discipline and, you know, have that accountability just on your own, regardless of the willpower. So that's incredible. So speaking of ZealCentric, for the audience, where can we find you and where can we connect with ZealCentric, with the mission, or if anyone had any inquiries or was getting a hold of you after the show?
Yes, fabulous. Well, zealcentric.com is now live. So we're still in our beginning phases here. We're going to officially be launching the community in the next couple weeks here, which I am so excited about. But zealcentric.com is where you can go learn a little bit more and even just send in your email so that I can notify you as soon as everything's ready and you could be one of the first members of this creative community. So zealcentric.com, and then if you want to get in touch with me personally, you are more than welcome to email kaylee@zealcentric.com, so K-A-I-L-E-Y @zealcentric.com. And then, of course, there's the lovely Instagram, which is @kayleezeal.
Yay, yeah. For our audience that is social, I've seen her. Your Instagram is gorgeous, by the way. I've seen these amazingly curated photos, and it just makes me, this zest for life, if you will, comes out. And so, yeah, I would definitely recommend the Instagram. That's @kayleezeal. And then for those of you, jotting that down, zealcentric is Z-E-A-L, centric, C-E-N-T-R-I-C. And as a business or someone working in a business, if they were looking to you just foster that creativity that you're talking about and just taking it into their day-to-day for business, is this a place that they'd probably find that in this community?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the community here we'll have a community for millennial creatives, but I also do consulting work for businesses to where if you wanted to talk one-on-one with me and use some of my resources there, I would love to get you hooked up with that. Yes, but the community is still a great place because it's going to be a place where people can bounce ideas off one another. We're going to do creative exercises where people can give each other feedback and just really get out of their comfort zone and grow and maybe just try something that they wouldn't have tried or thought of before.
No, I love that. Wow, that's this is exactly the branch that I think is needed in our generation. Is you have a spot for millennial creatives, and you do consulting for businesses with the next generations who will be hiring them. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So I know you've done consulting and you've been in marketing roles. I think that you worked even for J. Crew at a point. Can you share with the audience a time that may have looked less than favorable in the career trajectory? And I know that we go through the motions and then luckily have wound up for you creatively starting that brand that you wanted to start. But was there maybe a trial or tribulation or something that you've dealt with through your life? And we get a little bit vulnerable in the show. So feel free to share. You know, I've shared my story with the CWI community and just things that I was overcoming while I was in my pursuit. Is there anything inherent to the struggle that you had to go through?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, after I graduated from my undergraduate degree, Like I said, I was able to get a job right in the field, and that seemed so wonderful, but I just was truly, at times I felt miserable, and that seems a little extreme, but I just felt like, what am I doing? You know, this was supposed to be so great, and this is what I studied for so long, and I ended up jumping around to a few different positions. The radio station I worked with was acquired, and then I just had a couple of other positions in marketing or PR or advertising, and I just never felt truly satisfied. And it got to the point where it was really disheartening because, you know, you wonder, I believe there's hope and there's more for me, but when is that going to come? It kind of takes a toll on you after a while. At one point I was in a typical 9-to-5, and it just, every time, you know, every day you think, is this, you know, how long will I be here? What else is out there for me? And another thing I really wished I had was some good, solid mentorship. That was something that I just felt like I had lacked. And so I'm hoping to actually bring that into zealcentric as well. I know that it's hard to have a mentor online, but I'm hoping to be able to bring in some really wise people who've gone through a lot of different experiences that can just impart knowledge to us and to this creative community. So I think that's huge. And that was definitely a challenge for me to get to the point where I am today.
That's incredible. I just got chills. There's so many that I know, so many women so happy in their jobs day to day, but it took so long to get to that one that really fueled their passion, or women who have started their businesses who are now lit up from the inside out. But I think that's so relatable to the audience as far as finding yourself in that disheartened place of is there more? Thank you for sharing that. And I'm a huge, huge proponent of mentorship. I mentor, that's one of my greatest passions, and I'm a mentee. And I think that process never stops. I think that you continue to be mentored through your life to groom yourself to be able to impart that wisdom onto the people you're mentoring. So it's that's a very interesting take on it. So for anyone listening who's looking for, you know, mentorship or resources, or more specifically, I've talked to a lot of the women about mentoring a millennial or someone who is just coming up, or if they have the chance to connect with a young person, what are some of the areas that they might focus on in those conversations? Because I get approached all the time by people in masterminds and things asking, hey, you know, I have access to a group of high school students or college students or, millennials just budding in the industry. What should I talk about with them? What do you think some of those topics might be?
For me, a big one is just engaging in every experience and opportunity you have, because again, one of my downfalls in my college career was just not being present in a real way, just trying to check boxes off the list. And I think that, I mean, I see that in a lot of my students too. And I just try to impart to them to engage in this growing experience. You know, you can gain so much more than just your degree and just your A paper. There's so much more to be gained from that. And also just to be real. And it's funny, I was actually listening to a podcast the other day. It was Lewis Howes, who I love, was interviewing Glennon Doyle Melton. And she said this amazing quote. She said, would you rather be shiny and admired or real and loved? And I just absolutely love that, because I think, like you said earlier, so many people can relate to this, you know, what am I doing with my life? Where can I gain mentorship? There's so many messy parts of life. And if we're just real about that kind of thing with each other, I think we can reach so many more people and really help them and meet them where they are.
Wow. That is possibly the third or fifth golden nugget you've dropped in this interview. That is amazing. I'm just going to repeat that because it's so beautiful and true. So, and that was The School of Greatness by Lewis Howes. In one of his interviews, the guest said, would you rather be shiny and admired or real and loved?
Yes, I believe it was Glennon Doyle Melton, the author. Yeah, it was a fabulous interview, but she said that, and I instantly wrote it on a flashcard and stuck it up on my desk wall and I look at it every day. So, yep,
that's
definitely
great.
A goal.
Yeah, another hack, just putting those things up that you believe to your core around you so that you see them every day. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of the whiteboard as well. So that is incredible. Thank you for sharing that with us. I think that's going to take us through the day, through the week, and really in the pursuits of our creativity as we're going through, just our professional lives. So I'd like to wrap up by asking what the future holds and what do we see for Zealcentric? For you, Kaylee, what can we look forward to as we start to follow you and connect with you online and more?
Yeah, the future for Zealcentric is so exciting. Just this community is going to be growing. I've already got some, you know, people coming in and sending in their email addresses, and we are just going to hit the ground running with some creative exercises for growth. Just getting people to think a little bit differently in ways where they can just appreciate and consider new things in order just to learn and grow and really take themselves to the next level. And so if you want in on this creative community, the more the merrier. Just join us at zealcentric.com, and there will be more content to come there so you can really get in at the very beginning here. And just in businesses as well, like I said, that consulting option is there as more of a one-on-one basis. So
right.
You are more than welcome to email me, but we're looking for people who are driven toward a passion or who are driven toward discovering their passion. And like I said, chasing that curiosity.
I love that. Chasing that curiosity. I'm going to chase my curiosity all the way this week and this morning to another cup of coffee too.
Yes.
So excited for that. Thank you, Kaylee, so much for just imparting all of this perspective that we don't often get. And like I said, just this bridge between the generation before and the generation to come. So thank you for being that for the world and really for our generation. Because that's so personal to me is millennial growth and self-made millennials and just all of these organizations that are working to keep it alive, to really show this perspective into the millennial that's not of the stereotype. So thank you so much. I would like to thank our audience, Ms. Kaylee Green, for being our leading lady today. And a special thanks to all of our listeners. We will be back again next Monday morning for another Women Lead Radio Show. We're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m., and we look forward to seeing you then.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.